Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.
Good evening and welcome to AHC On Air. I'm Natalie Lavi. In this month, we look at how Australia is supporting the PNG government in the education space. I am joined by the Australian High Commission's Education and Leadership Team. We have General Denton, Education Counsellor, and Lydia Butu-Dori, Senior Program Manager. We'll start with you, Janelle, as the Counsellor. The Education and the Leadership Program through the PNG Australia Partnership works closely with the PNG government to support education delivery across the country. Can you tell us how your team works to support the education sector in PNG?
Thanks. I guess ensuring that children go to school, that they stay in school, and that they learn while they're in school is really vital for the future of PNG, especially as we all face the economic impacts of COVID-19. Papua New Guinea and Australia have a long and shared history of cooperation in education, and it remains a really critical and central part of our ongoing partnership. And that's really how we work in PNG, in partnership with the government of PNG, to align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector. So our team works across the education sector in three main areas. Firstly, what we call the foundational levels of education, where we're working to improve literacy and numeracy skills for girls and boys in the early grades of school. So we really see the early grades of school, where children start to read and write, as the necessary foundation for learning in the higher grades, and also for children to be able to grow up and have a productive future, productive jobs in the future. The second area that we work in education is technical vocational education and training, or TVET, and we have a new and really exciting program which will provide more opportunities for men and women to gain quality skills in sectors that are important to the PNG economy. But more about that on a future program, I hope. And thirdly, leadership, where we provide scholarships for tertiary level study in both PNG and Australia. We support alumni networks of those returned scholars who've come back to PNG from their studies in Australia. And we twin Australian and Papua New Guinean secondary schools to build linkages between future leaders of both of our countries. So we really do work across a large part of the education system. We support children as they commence their education journey, right up to adult learners in technical and academic fields.
Thanks, General. I can see this is a big program and your support cuts across all sectors of the PNG education system. What are some of the key achievements your team has delivered across the education sector?
Yeah, I guess the first thing to note is that we work in close collaboration with a range of partners, from the national, provincial and district governments to NGOs like CARE, Save the Children and World Vision, and through UN partners like UNICEF. So our achievements are very much a team effort. But at the foundational level that I've already mentioned, so in those early grades of school, we're working across 10 provinces and in 1,700 elementary schools to change children's experience with the classroom. So this includes training teachers so that they can teach in a fun and engaging way that's aligned to the government's standards-based curriculum. We provide books and materials to support children's learning, and we work with parents and caregivers so that they understand the importance of sending their children to school every day and the importance of giving them breakfast so they have the energy to learn in the morning, and also some of the negative impacts that things like Buai chewing can have on children's brain development. We are also supporting two exciting mobile phone applications which allow children to read at home, including in sign language. So the first one is a talking book application called Bloom Reader, which contains stories written in 31 local languages, as well as English and Pidgin and Sign Language. The second one is called the Library for All application, and it contains stories written in simple language that reflect everyday life in PNG. So they both can be downloaded free on any Android device. So I'd really encourage listeners to download the Bloom Reader app and the Library for All app and start reading with their children at home. I guess ensuring that all children, including children with a disability, can access quality education is a real priority for Australia's work overseas. In PNG, we've worked with Callum Services National Unit to further this agenda for children with disability in PNG. So we've helped to develop more than 750 child-specific learning plans for children, so that learning is tailored to each individual child's needs. We've also trained over 100 new PNG Sign Language interpreters who now work in roles that extend much beyond, extend the much needed services to people with disability, such as in the news and media, in airline services, in judicial services, and of course in education. So we really see those as important achievements for our program for people with disability. In the higher education space, we work in close partnership with the Department of Higher Education, Research, Science and Technology. We have supported a package of reforms to the higher education sector, which were recently passed through the PNG National Parliament, which is fantastic. So the reforms will improve governance, management, infrastructure, teaching and curriculum across the sector, and it will mean greater attention is paid to gender equality in higher education institutions. And then, I guess lastly, in the last year alone, we've offered 412 scholarships to Papua New Guineans under the PNG Australia Awards program to study at tertiary level courses either in Australia or in PNG. So we feel that this is a fairly significant achievement, particularly under the challenging circumstances that COVID-19 presents us.
Thanks, Janelle. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll touch on COVID-19 response support.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Sure. With NBC TV and radio, you get the best of both worlds. Advertising is not only made easier.
1+1, 2.
But affordable.
Thank you.
And with a reach like ours.
Oops. Sorry, excuse me.
It's a no-brainer. We're your one-stop shop in advertising. Whatever your target audience, we can tailor to suit your budget and help create a greater impact on your audience. Why go anywhere else? Call 325-1870. Your real PNG affordable advertising alternative.
Welcome back. This is AHC on Air on NBC Real PNG. And for those that may have just tuned in, this month's focus is on the PNG Australia partnership in the education sector. In terms of COVID-19, if I can ask Lydia, how is Australia supporting the education sector's COVID-19 response across PNG?
Thank you, Natalie. No one could have predicted that the sort of disruption that schools across the world have endured due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We have all had to quickly adapt to the new normal, and it is great to see schools across the country doing the best they can to ensure hygiene in the school grounds. We can help stop the spread of COVID-19 by washing our hands regularly with soap and water, sneezing into a bent elbow, and wearing a face covering such as a mask. It's so important for children to stay in school and for parents to continue to send their children so they can continue their education through these challenging times, because children really are our future. Australia has adapted its existing foundations program in light of COVID-19. Our work across 1,700 elementary schools is helping raise awareness on COVID-19. We are also providing an extra 10 million kina to support Papua New Guinea's education response to COVID-19. This will help schools in the following 6 provinces: National Capital District, Morobe, Medang, Sundown, Western, and the autonomous region of Bougainville, to improve water, sanitation, and hygiene, or WASH for short, in schools, which could include the installation of water tanks, rainwater harvesting systems, and hand washing stations. The support will also help get COVID-19 messaging out to schools, including gender-sensitive health and hygiene messaging, and train teachers on how to work within the new normal, including remote learning strategies. Importantly, our support will ensure there is a focus on helping girls remain in school, because evidence tells us that girls are disproportionately impacted during emergencies, and that violence against women and girls increases. Emergencies often put households under strain, and girls are taken out of school to help with childcare, caring for the elderly, and doing housework. We are helping to translate 630 pre-recorded TV, maths, and science lessons into sign language to help students with hearing impairments continue learning. And we are supporting PNG Access other funding support too. For example, the Global Partnership for Education, or GPE, is the largest global fund that supports education in low-income countries. Australia supports GPE through our headquarters in Canberra. We are therefore delighted that PNG has been able to access a GPE COVID-specific grant through a team effort to develop a plan outlining how PNG will help children to access distance learning and return safely to school when appropriate, while making the education system more resilient to future threats. We commend the National Department of Education on its successful bid for nearly 34.5 million kina from the GPE to support its COVID-19 response plan.
When we return, we'll touch on COVID-19 response support.
Colors of life and motion. NBC Real PNG.
The governments of Australia and Papua New Guinea are working together to deliver the PNG Oz Partnership Secondary Schools Initiative to better prepare future generations to thrive in a technology-driven 21st century. This groundbreaking initiative brings together students, teachers and school leaders from secondary schools in Papua New Guinea and Australia to work in partnership on collaborative school projects.
We're developing teachers as leaders, and we're developing teachers as teachers, and then we're developing students as culturally sensitive and informed leaders for the future.
The school partnerships recognise the role of young people in securing a prosperous future for PNG. Partner schools work together to build capabilities in English, science, technology, engineering and maths, or STEM, and to strengthen girls' education.
I think it's important for the girls to be part of the STEM subjects so that we have like gender equality in the society.
The design thinking is the one that I really think that will really boost the students' skills.
They need critical thinking and creative thinking, and English is one of those languages that my students really need to acquire to be able to communicate.
Yes, for me as a Bougainvillean, it will really help me so that I can go and teach them like more about the new technology so that they can know more about what's happening around the world.
A key focus of the initiative is student empowerment through developing leadership skills.
My favourite thing that I learnt over there about leadership was leadership isn't a title, it's a state of mind. I come back from PNG and applied for school captain because it inspired me that much to be a leader.
School leaders, teachers and students work together in the PNG Oz Partnership Secondary Schools Initiative. They meet in Papua New Guinea and Australia for an innovative learning program and then work together online to implement school partnership plans.
This is the first time where at the student level, the staff level and a leadership level locally and from a community perspective, everyone is engaged.
PNG Oz Partnership Secondary Schools connects our schools and young people and strengthens the relationship between Papua New Guinea and Australia.
Oh, the best thing about that partnership is friendship. It totally changed my perspective about Australia.
Name belong me Sasha, place belong me Melbourne. Me Save teach him English, Lo Helebri.
And the new ideas that I've learned and brought into the classroom, it's making a change to a lot of students.
I absolutely believe that we have an opportunity to play a role in shaping STEM in Papua New Guinea, but also the Papua New Guinean people helping us shape the way in which we involve international mindedness and intercultural understanding in our society.
It just needs your capabilities and your attention and putting your mindset to it that you can change the world.
Protect yourself and your loved ones from coronavirus disease and other respiratory diseases. Here are a few simple things you can do. Wash your hands with soap and water or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer to clean your hands. Remember to always wash your hands after coughing or sneezing, when caring for the sick, before, during, and after you prepare food, before eating, and after toilet use. When you cough or sneeze, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue or with your flexed elbow. If you're using tissue, dispose responsibly in a covered bin immediately after. Avoid close contact with anyone with cold or flu-like symptoms or who is coughing or sneezing. Eat only clean, well-cooked food. Protect others too. Do not spit in public. If you have a fever and cough, avoid crowded places. Protecting our country from coronavirus disease and other infectious diseases is a shared responsibility. Do your part and stay healthy. This is an awareness message from the National Department of Health with support from the World Health Organization and NBC Radio.
Welcome back. This is AHC on Air on NBC. And if I can ask Lydia, the education and leadership team also supported secondary students to create COVID-19 messaging. Can you tell us more?
We are working to partner 12 PNG and 12 Australian secondary schools and connect the students, the teachers, principals and education authorities. This involves visits to Australia and PNG and focuses on co-learning projects in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, English, youth empowerment and leadership, and has a strong emphasis on girls and women participation. Due to COVID-19, travel has not been possible, so the program is continuing activities using an online learning platform. Through it, more than 150 secondary school students, teachers and education officials in PNG and Australia have been collaborating online to progress joint projects. Our current activities are responding to COVID-19 by supporting PNG and Australian students to collaborate and share experiences with COVID-19. It includes a project that raises awareness on water, sanitation, hygiene, and well-being for the students, teachers, and the school community. The PNG schools have really gone out of their way to make sure they are protected during this time and have the information they need for awareness and safe practices in the schools. For example, in Gumini Secondary School in Chimbu, students dug up drains and installed PVC pipes to various locations in the school and set up water taps for hand washing. Another project called Voices of COVID-19 is a platform that the PNG and Australian schools are using to share their COVID-19 experiences through creating artwork, songs, and short videos at their schools, homes and communities. So the students and teachers are using their ICT skills to develop their own WASH and COVID-19 awareness content, do the recording and upload them on the web for their partner schools to access. A number of schools in PNG and Australia have recorded and shared their awareness videos online. The video collaboration between PNG and Australia schools re-emphasizes the messages on social distancing, sanitizing and washing of hands, and also about how students are feeling during this time. We hope to share these videos for awareness and also to encourage schools to utilize their local resources and strengths to be COVID-free and practice safe hygiene. Through this program, principals, school leaders, and teachers are participating in fortnightly professional learning activities using Google Classroom.
Any further comments before we end the program? Yeah.
Just to really say, it's been great to get some messages about education out there in the media and the importance of education. I really think, as Lydia said, that children really are our future, and education is so vital for everything that they do throughout their life. So we're really proud of the government of PNG for responding to COVID-19 in the education space so quickly, and we look forward to continuing the partnership.
Thank you, Lydia and General, for making time available. Listeners, we've come to the end of our program. Natalie Lavi, have a pleasant evening.
Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.